Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, Juco. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again. Fuck the Crab Feast. Five
stars. It's the Jaws.
Oh! Yeah! Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. High Pitch Tuesday.
Falsetto.
Another Crab Feast for that ass. Man, that was like...
You didn't think we could do it.
I did not think we could
do it. Rye did not think we could do it.
And I don't think we should do it again.
I think that was nice.
But it's good to see you, Jay Larson.
It's good to see you, too. You know, I've always had a fear of singing because I'm like, I don't know what my voice is. You know what I mean? I'll try and sing and I don't sing that well.
Mom said you sung terrible.
I know she has. But I like to think, so then I'll try voices like in the shower. Like, maybe that's how I should sing, but it's nothing like who I am. Like, Jesus, you know, like I start doing things. I'm like, I can't. You have to be really cool to be a good singer. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, Jay Larson Comedy Instagram, Facebook, and JayLarsonComedy.com is my website. Couple dates for you. March 25th, next Tuesday, I'll be at UCB at 8 o'clock. The following night, the 26th, I'll be at Comedy Juice at 10 o'clock, Hollywood Improv. And on the 29th, I'll be at Nerd Melt for a set list at 8:30 p.m., I believe, at Meltdown Comics. Sickle.
I am Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, RyanSickler.com. I will be out at the Brea Improv on March 20th. You can use code CRAB for $10 tickets. That's this week, y'all. I want to see some feasters out there. Excuse me. And on March 26th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Again, code
Crab. San Diego?
That's next week. Code CRAB for $10 tickets. Any and all Crab Feast news, go to thecrabfeast.com. Get your merch. You guys look great in it. Fantastic. Seeing you tweet it and all that good stuff. Got the shirts, the hoodies, the onesies, the koozies. Got an Amazon link over there. The Tuesdays. Got an Amazon link over there that you guys are blowing up. Thank you for that.
It's one simple step, and every time you use the Amazon link at thecrabfeast.com, it helps the podcast and helps us continue to put out a free podcast weekly.
Hit up that Facebook fan page. You can get the link right from our site. Like it. Post on it. Same thing with our iTunes page, and thank you for all the five-star reviews. They're so every week we say it. Won't stop saying how funny they are. You can also, if you're not an iTunes listener, you can hit that link on our site, the player, you can hit Stitcher. I feel like there's one more.
You're the Zune around. No one's ever going to let you down.
That's karate.
I know. Right. Someone hit me up with that, and I'm like, I like it. I just like this song. You're the Zune around. Zunesters out there are proud of that.
They are proud of that. And we'll tell you that GoDaddy is sponsoring this episode of the Crab Feast, offering one new or transfer.com domain name for $1.99. Go to thecrabfeast.com, click the GoDaddy banner today.
Ladies and gentlemen, people have asked for it. The man who got me passed at the Comedy Store, good friend, fellow comedian, please welcome the Crab Feast, Mr. Brett Ernst, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Feast,
Brett Ernst. Thank you, Jay. It's about time you had me on.
All right.
A lot of people, I've said that before. Brett Ernst, man, he's the one who got me passed at the Comedy Store. You remember
I didn't know that.
Of course I did.
Yeah. He'll hold it over your head.
You know, no, I don't hold it over your head. Here's the thing, though. When you're coming up and you see comics that are good, I never understood why other comics didn't want to help them.
You are good about that, and I'll tell you why. I know personally, because after a set a long time ago, you saw me and you go, hey, man, I have a casino gig I can't do. You want to do it, and you set me up with it. Ended up, Sarah Tiana was on it with me, too.
Oh, okay.
So Yeah, you yeah, took care of me then.
Whenever you see somebody good, it just I never understood comics.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, but comics are fucking haters, man. Most of them are haters.
We're competitive. We're all doing the
well,
same
see,
thing.
Yeah,
you know?
See, I don't view it that way. I think, like, for me, the more the merrier. Like, it's like rock and roll in the 70s. It peaked so much because you had all these awesome bands. You know what I mean? That
I'm not a big fan of 70s rock. That's
really?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just, that guy, he's an 80s guy. He's just throwing it out there.
Is he 80s?
Oh.
80s is terrible.
I know. That's why I
early
love
80s
it.
Is all right. But, you know.
The, 80s the
once
worst.
Once you start hitting that hair metal crap.
So you went 70s right to 90s because I know you like early 90s shit because.
I like. All right. When we're going rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay. 70s. When you just look at the bands from Floyd to Van Halen, to Sabbath, to Zeppelin.
But you don't dip that
Boston,
into the 60s?
You know what I mean? No. It starts early 70s and they go all the way through to like mid 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, who really started? Van Halen started in the 70s. Frasier
they did,
Smith
but,
broke
but the Stones.
I don't know if you know that.
No, but
did he?
Doesn't
yeah.
surprise
what?
Me.
Frasier?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's, before we
yeah,
go
yeah, you're
in,
right. You're right. Before we get too carried away, please plug away Brett Ernst, all of it. Your Twitter, your website, your dates, everything. All
right. Website is Brett Ernst, B-R-E-T, Brett with one T, E-R-N-S-T.com. That's Brett Ernst, B-R-E-T-E-R-N-S-T.
So there's two T's in Brett Ernst.
Yeah.
They're just not back to back.
Yeah. No, there's just one in Brett and
right.
one in
Ernst.
No, just go there. You could sign up for my podcast. It's called The Brett Ernst Show because I'm really creative.
Mm-hmm.
But we go AKA, I call it another fucking podcast. But we're getting really good. We got New and Noteworthy on iTunes.
Nice.
And,
very good.
Getting a nice little, we're like 18 episodes in, 19 in. And
your
also,
Twitter?
Twitter is at Brett Ernst.
There you go.
B-R-E-T-E-R-N-S-T. Do you know my whole life? That's why I have to emphasize it.
Oh, really?
People put Brett with two T's or they'll put Ernest.
Who the hell would do that?
Ernest.
They add an E. They always add an E in the Ernest. They always
he's
do
a kid. He's a kid.
He's Ernest.
He went to camp. No, yeah, so you can do that Twitter as well. And my album is American Comic. It's on iTunes. You go to my website, it's one stop shopping.
BrettErnst.com.
Ernst is from Jersey, but then grew up
in
Florida.
South Florida, yeah.
But he's a Cowboys fan.
Right.
It's the worst.
No, it's the best. What are you talking about? It's originality.
I remember one night watching you at the comic
Jersey
store.
Jersey and Florida.
Get at somebody over the Dolphins and the Cowboys. He's just pro Cowboys. I mean, it was like you were watching halftime at, you know, on Fox. The stats were coming like crazy.
Well, you know, I grew up in Jersey. I was on Inside the NFL in eighth grade.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
What do you mean you were on it?
I went to Giant Stadium. I was all painted up. And
hold on. So that's what I want to ask you. Jersey, you're a Giants fan or you're a Jets fan?
No, he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, what the fuck am I saying?
Yeah,
all painted up.
This is probably why he got on NFL Today. They're like,
so you,
this,
you yeah. painted up as Cowboys and rolled in?
Yep.
Had the hat, the cowboy hat.
No, I had my face, had a star in the middle of my face. Me and my little brother were
that kid Paul Stanley.
We I look like Paul Stanley. No, man, and you know, and guys were throwing beers at us. Me and my little brother.
And you were how old? Eight?
No, my eighth brother grade. Was eight. Not, no, wait, I was Keithy 9.
13.
I was 12.
12.
Mark Bavaro just caught like a touchdown for 12.
Phil McConkey was there.
McConkey.
Joe
was
Morris,
awesome.
Phil
Dave
Sims,
Maggett.
Zeke
was
Mowat.
Dave Maggett there?
Zeke Mowat was the tight end.
OJ was their running back too. Yeah, Carson.
Harry Carr on
Pepper
defense.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'll tell you,
Carl
man,
Banks.
It's easy being a fucking Pats fan or a Ravens fan in Baltimore. Or, you know, mm-hmm. wherever you're from. Try being a goddamn going to the vet with a Randy White jersey on. You know, that takes balls, man. Having guys throw beer at you and
you got the wrong White jersey on at the vet. That should have been Reggie for their ass. Yeah,
so
they don't fuck around with that.
They saw you with the face paint. They're like, we got to get this kid
in. Yeah,
the
well,
NFL
I
today.
Remember me and my little brother were sitting there cheering, and they were doing kickoff, like pre-game.
We just got hit with a Miller High Life.
Yep. Look at this little 12-year-old motherfucker. Give me a beer.
We got dropped off. Right, because we got the two tickets. It was a Sunday night game, actually, and it was and me and my little brother were standing there, and you know, guys were yelling, "Fuck you," you know, calling
fuck
us
you.
Faggots.
You're
and
by yourself,
it's like, come
the
on,
two
man.
Jesus,
hey, we don't need that type of hate. No,
fuck you, Paul Stanley.
My little brother, kiss sucks. Dude, my little brother was like, fuck you. You know, like we were having words. This is the best, right? You can even
nine,
say
nine.
So we're standing down, and we hear, "Hey, turn around." And they had like this little handheld camera.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, Cowboys number one. And my brother and guy, I mean, literally, there's a dude when you see it. I wish I had it. I'll repost it on my family, on
it.
My Facebook page. As you're walking out, there's a guy in an LT jersey, right? So he goes, to me, this is how awesome they are, right? This is how fucking mean fans are. Keith's nine.
Yeah.
So the guy's yelling. He goes, hey. He yells at us. He goes, yo. He goes, where's your father at? Because I want to kick the shit out of him because you kids are fucking Cowboys fans, right? And my brother goes, but serious. He goes, fuck you. My father's dead, which he is, right? And he goes,
God rest his soul.
He goes, yeah. He goes, he probably killed himself because his kids are fucking Cowboys fans.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
He just came correct.
See, that's why I love you, because that shit's funny to you. Yes, you can't. Isn't that some phenomenal? Of them are. Just
how could you not? How could you not fucking love that guy?
Worst thing about it was Keith started crying. That whole star got messed up. Like, God damn it. Let me repaint you.
My brother yelled, go fuck yourself. We were yelling, man, dude. I was 12, I was horrible, man. I was a bad little kid.
My brother-in-law, he had a similar, well, being a young age, getting on TV, and he grew up in New York, and they had like this new sports channel, and they were in New York, asking people, do you want to be on this commercial, you know? And we hike on him all the time because he put on like a total New York accent, and they're like, and all he had to say was like, Channel 13 is the best thing that happened to New York sports in a long time. And Christian is not like a crazy like New York thuggy guy, and he put this accent on, and we get on him all the time about it. Best things happened to New York sports in a long time, right, Christian?
Well, maybe they told him to do it.
They may have. But I love that you got on at a young age.
So we're watching Inside the NFL. Now, we didn't have a VCR or nothing back then, right?
But you had to catch it then,
we had to catch. I mean, they had them. We just didn't have them.
Yeah.
And then you just heard Halloween came early for the New York Giants, and it's going down, and I'm in slow motion going,
shut up.
And I'm all fat and shit. I was a short, fat kid. I look like I smelled like cheese. Like, I look at pictures of myself. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm all frumpy. But that's what I look like. But, yeah.
Until when?
It. Huh?
Until when?
My balls didn't drop until, like, 10th grade.
10th grade?
Yeah.
So 2 years after that Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a fully grown man until I was, like in 2021.
Well, so how did you get to be a Cowboys fan going from Jersey to Florida? Were you already a Cowboys fan by the time you got to Florida?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, man. I went to 15 different schools, one high school.
Jesus Christ.
Right? And I moved around a lot, you know, single mom bullshit. And my real father, when we lived in West Virginia, believe it or not, in Charleston.
Jesus.
I've been there.
And we're watching the Cowboys. It was Cowboys Broncos, and my father's fucking cheering for the Cowboys. You know, there's always, you know, because back then you only had like 11 teams.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, they always
and
show.
The Cowboys dominated.
Well, yeah, it was Steelers.
So did the Steelers, yes. Which were a lot closer to you. That's why I'm wondering.
Well, here was the thing, though. Tony Dorsett played at Pitt, right? But West Virginia, for some reason, they always had like Johnny Majors and Pitt. You know, he was the head coach, and they would always show that. I don't know why, but anyways, long story boring. So my parents go their separate ways, right? This is a true story. And I told Artie this story, too, because when he put me in beer league, the bad guy in the movie who I read for, he just threw me a little role. I was playing like one of the third basemen. But the guy in beer league the bad guy lived in New Jersey and was a Cowboys fan. Like, he made him that guy.
Right.
So when we were having lunch, I told him, I go, you know, Artie, you know I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. And with a dead face, he goes, if he would have told me that, I would have never put you in this fucking movie.
That's tight.
So, so I'm rooting for the Cowboys. My dad's rooting for the Cowboys. Oh, every time, you know, they're on TV. So that became like my thing. Like, so they went their separate ways. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, but because my dad was a Cowboy fan, I just studied him because I wanted that to be our thing.
Oh, that's,
you know
what
I
mean?
But I would call him and be like, hey, listen, we just drafted Jim Jeffcoat. He's like, yeah, that's great. Put your mother on, right? So when the Cowboys lost to the Niners the first time on the catch, which the game didn't end there, but we'll get back to that. what I called him crying, and he's like, why are you always telling me about the fucking Cowboys? And he goes, I'm a Giants fan, if anything. And I was devastated. But what happened was,
my fucking face.
Well, he had money on the game.
Oh.
And I didn't know he was gambling. Right, okay, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
So that's why I became, fuck, and I just put so much into the Cowboys that I just stuck with it. Because he didn't really give a fuck about any NFL team.
It's like me and antiques, man.
But I thought we were bonding. Yeah,
it is. I got an antique because my dad was the same thing, so I'd have something to relate to.
But I'm saying, like, he didn't even.
I know.
Yeah,
I picked up the gambling habit later on in life, but
trying to connect then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he was gone by then.
Yeah, I know.
He was gone by then. I just got the gene.
Fuck.
But yeah, no, I really thought like, but I just had put so much into it, man. Like I studied them. I loved them. I loved them. They were like superheroes to me.
Yeah.
To watch them, when Dallas used to get in that shift. Remember when the offensive lineman, and just to see Tony Dorsett back there with that big ass mouthpiece. You know what I mean?
Dude, we got to surprise you, man.
Tony Dorsett, get your ass out here, Tony.
Get out here, T.
Was he doing blow back there?
TD Tony Dorsett, baby.
He's taping up, man.
Dude, I remember being a kid thinking that I had to play football, I had to grow my shoulders that big. Like, I didn't even know
the pads,
you know what I mean?
I felt the same way with suits and shoulder pads.
You really thought that your shoulders had to be...
I remember being like, God damn, look at the size of these guys' shoulders. And then I found out they were shoulder pads and suits. And then I was like, man, this feels a little feminine. I just want big shoulders. And then I just grew giant, massive shoulders, like you see now.
Who the fuck... Who are you looking at in a suit? Rick Ashley?
We went different ways. See, your parents split, and you went... You got a little more masculine and got a little more in trouble. I got way more feminine.
Were you raised by your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, so was I. I just think it's your... I just think it's in your DNA. I think it's just your swag.
Don't make me take these headphones off.
Let's not get physical.
Because you guys got into trouble a lot. You get in trouble a lot, remember, right?
As a kid?
Yeah, in Miami and that area.
Always.
You've been arrested?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. What was tougher, Jersey or Florida?
Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in Florida?
South Florida.
South Florida.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's different. It's a different thing.
Was it because you were new, too, or was it just the...
Well, that was... I fought a lot.
Acting out and shit?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
What age did you get to Florida?
I was back and forth, so okay. 10 and then back again at 15. 14,
and so you did 15. Basically mostly high school in Florida and everything?
All high school in Florida. Okay. But right. I moved going into high school when I wanted to stay in New Jersey because I would have played Passaic High. You know, we won states that year too. But then when you get to Florida, I thought the football in New Jersey was good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Florida's,
yeah.
Oh, and my baseball. God, bro. Yeah. Oh, Florida, my God. Yeah. It's sick. It's fucking sick.
And could you play? Like, what did you play in Florida?
Yeah, I played my high school ball in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. I have such an affection for both places. But, like, even my accent, it's diluted. It's generic. It's almost like how Ozzy Osbourne's kids have that weird British thing.
Non-British, like Madonna. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, like, weird, though, because their parents spoke that way.
Yeah.
Because my stepfather was fucking right off the block. Like, the way he, tree, the fuck you doing? Get over here, like, you know.
Tree?
Tree. For three.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, just bring it over here. Bring it over here. Remember Raging Bull? It defeats its purpose.
So wait.
Don't burn it. You're going to burn the steak.
Are your mom and him still together?
Nah. He passed away a few years ago. He was older than my mom, but he was in and out. Like, it's one of those just fucking, like I said, man, I moved around a lot, and my mom remarried. They kind of separated, but then got back together. But he came into my life when I was... in sixth grade, and then we moved back to Florida. Then he came back down and then came back into my life at like my sophomore, junior year. And but by that time I had left but he stayed, they stayed consistent. I can't explain it
after that.
I still, I consider him my dad.
Yeah.
You know, he did a lot because, to have a stepfather, it takes a real man to take over another man's responsibilities. You know what I mean?
No shit. I was always hoping for that man. My mother never dated. When my parents split, my mother never dated another dude ever. I never, not once.
Or you didn't know about it. Is she Italian? Your mom's Italian, right?
She's...
Right?
Somewhat Italian, yeah.
Somewhat.
Is she not Italian or is she?
She's not 100% Italian, but like her grandfather was off the boat from Italy.
Okay.
Okay.
Father or mother Italian?
Mother was Italian.
Her grandmother's Italian.
Yeah.
Because my mom, even when she was single, it was a different thing. Like, there'd be a guy that come over every now and then, and you're staring at him like, you know he's trying to clip your mom. You know what I mean?
Clipper.
Like, I want to fucking stab that guy. Yeah. Even as a kid, like, guys, she'd go out on dates.
You like the Cowboys? Yeah? All right.
But this scumbag is trying to clip your mom. Even now, there was, like, some older dude that was coming after my mom, and he's still trying to clip.
Jesus.
You know, because that's how men are,
That's
bro.
What men are.
That's what
right.
we do.
It never
that's
stops.
Our thing. It never stops.
It never stops. We never had. There was never a dude came by. Never.
Yeah, never, huh?
Not one. My mother. There was four of us, and my mom split when I was two.
Your dad?
Yeah, when my parents split, I was two, so there was a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
And she never dated, never had a boyfriend again.
Nope,
nothing.
Never, not once.
Get out of here.
But she also was responsible, in addition to you four kids, is taking care of your auntie Rue.
Oh
too.
Yeah, well, my aunts and you know, so the Italian side with my nana and then her two sisters, my aunt Rue and my aunt Gert. That's who raises pretty much all these old ladies.
Where's your pops?
He's in Massachusetts.
Somewhere? Have you ever talked to him again?
Yeah, I saw him like 3 years ago for the first time in 25 years.
Dude, have you ever heard my joke on this? I'm like, just the whole bit about like, does anybody even have a father anymore?
Seriously.
There's always a fucking problem with the dad. Like, there's always something off.
It's always something.
The mom's pretty solid. It's always the father that's fucking banged out. He's, you know, he's
but
always
But they also get the toughest rap because everyone just assumes the kid's the mom. You know what I mean? It's hard to, like, do the math on the whole thing.
Well, once a woman has a kid, like, she's pretty much like, all right, I got it. I'm all right now.
Yeah.
You know, guys like, hey, I want to do more. I mean, it's just, he's just not settled with that a lot of times. Well, you know, once those that mom fucking genes kick
sure.
in.
Sure. Just from having this kid right now, we're pregnant and having a kid. Nobody acts like that kid's mine. All they do is ask her. You know, they don't even act like it's, they're like, Kate, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, you don't think I'm going to be doing anything? What are you guys talking about? But it's like in her stomach, you know what I mean?
Well, everything goes that way, though. Not just, I mean, look, I'm engaged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone goes and looks at the ring and congratulates Donna. But guess what? I'm also engaged.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't fucking know it.
Right.
But I am too. Same way with you and the baby right now.
Well, like the wedding.
It's in her. Yeah.
I'm talking about my eyes. The wedding's not. It's for
show
her.
Up
it's her.
At that
it's for her. Yeah. It ain't for me.
That's right.
I think it's a fuck. I go, nobody stands when I walk in the room.
I'm up there waiting.
I come in first like a dick.
You know I got planter's warts. Get the hell down the aisle.
She gets music. Da, 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 da. Everybody stands. It's my day.
It sure
I'm a
is.
Princess. Her father's like, here, take her. Get her the fuck out of here. Go enjoy it. No, it's all shit's for women. That's you know, it makes me laugh too when they complain. It's like, dude, even when you're single, ladies' night, they don't pay for shit. You know, so I was like, God, you know, it's ladies' night. Girls free at the door. Guys, like $400 to get in.
$400. And I was thinking, do you remember taking girls out in high school, in middle school? You had money. And you had to pay, but they always had cash. Chicks always had cash. They babysit, and they were getting like double minimum
way
wage.
Way more than we were.
You're like, where are you getting all that cash?
I babysit.
She's like, I got like $80 if you need any. I'm like, I have $36.
I got $9.
Then
just
you
cut
borrowed
along
20
today.
Yeah, exactly. From your aunt.
Yeah.
Steal.
Great aunt.
I used to steal it out of my mother's purse
I say this all the time, because I was raised by women too. I had a grandfather, and then my stepfather came. I got an uncle. My uncle is fucking... That guy's so cold, bro. Like, and cold meaning cool as fuck.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
That's my godfather. He helped raise me. But see, a mom will teach you how to treat a woman, but men teach you how to handle them.
That's true, man.
It is. It's 100% true. So you grow up, like, even with women, you're always, here's some flowers. And it's all bullshit, man. Man, be like, don't do that shit. You're going to play yourself. You know?
So I want to talk to you about growing up, because one of the things that we talked about, we've actually not only mentioned you on the podcast before, we posted your roller skating video.
That's the one that I got hit up.
We posted your roller skating video.
Because
it's such a good bit. And it was something, part of like all of middle school for me was roller skating. There was always that fucking guy too. And I used to have such an issue when I would be skating and that dude would come behind me and pick me up and move me out of the way as if I'm going way too slow and this fucking rink isn't big enough for you to do one quick move around me. That shit used to
his old
piss
ass,
me off.
Grown
his old
fucking
ass.
Man.
Yeah. So what, I mean, so what was it like? You said you got in a lot of trouble. What were you doing? What was going on?
I was doing dumb shit, man. Like as a kid, I was always, it's weird. Now that I look back on it, I definitely was acting out. You know what I mean? But you don't realize that. But
at
I,
all.
Weren't you breaking into houses and stuff?
Tell us.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like...
I love these, like, now that I look back, I realize I was acting out.
No, I'm saying, but there's fun in it. Like, I can't explain it either. Like, a lot of times, as a kid, you don't really realize what you're doing. Like, we would crawl in windows. I'd open the door for people, you know, for the older kids. But just the idea of being in somebody's house got
it was a rush.
Yeah, man. Me too.
So tell us about it. Do you talk about when they're there, when they're not there?
No, not when they're there. That's
it's like Leonardo DiCaprio stuff in the beach. You know what I mean? Like sneaking up on guys with guns. And
I didn't
shit,
see that.
Taking their hats.
No, we would see like if people were away on vacation or something. You know, and you can always tell because there's mail in the mailbox or something. Yeah. You know, if somebody's away. So then. we would climb on the roof, and there was a sky, you know, if they had a skylight or something, and then just fucking
drop you in
pop
there.
Pop it open. Yeah, I'm coming down like Tom
Give me
Cruise.
My rappel rope.
But all the older kids knew I was fucking nuts, man. They would be like, yo, come
Brett's
here.
Brett's got a grappling hook, man.
Brett will do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you guys? And I used to lisp. I'm like, what do you guys want me to do?
Shut up. Did you?
Yeah. I lisped and I stuttered.
And you were a little heavier.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, no, I was skinny and then fat.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and then I
yeah,
just,
you're fit as fuck now. Yeah.
Boom, when I got tall, I leaned out.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was younger, in fifth grade, I was really skinny. Seventh and eighth, I got really chubby. And then ninth and tenth, I was.
And when did the lisp disappear and when did the stutter disappear?
Lisp disappeared maybe, shit, I don't even know. Seventh, eighth grade?
And what about
Because I had to go to speech.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that can't be easy either, moving around with a lisp and a stutter.
Stuttering will come around every now and then. That's why I talk so aggressive. People always think I'm yelling at them, but I got like
if You're
I,
not?
If I don't talk aggressive, I'll start stuttering. I'm like, you can't get you stuttering, prick you. I just keep stuttering.
Ernst, can you just picture him now being heavy with a lisp and stuttering? I can't.
Dude, well, you know, you get those little awkward stages.
Yeah, no, of course.
But anyway, so we would pop it open and then fucking go down, and then I'd let the other guys in. And
would you steal shit?
Yeah,
just
like
hang
what's
out?
The kind of shit you're getting?
For me, it was not really, man. I would take like
get that
we
VCR.
Took a, I took a bottle of Jack Daniels one time. I took yeah, like a VCR, like stupid shit.
Did you drink all in high school and stuff like that?
Never drank. I didn't drink at all in high school.
Oh, me either.
I didn't drink at all. I would sell stuff. But here's like
Ernst's got to open his locker up. He's like, "What do you need, man?"
No, I would like, you know, you fucking I'd sell like, you know, $5-$10 to somebody.
Hell yeah,
goes a long way yeah. for a kid. But I'll tell you what, when we got older, you know, 17, we would we had this thing at Blockbuster where we would rent Sega Genesises.
Yeah,
remember Segas and all the video games and like, but on stolen Blockbuster cards. That was a good fucking scam. Because you would be carrying around, you'd have that, because that was like in a big plastic,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, that
like a
briefcase.
Big plastic
briefcase. I got a gun in there. Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis. Yeah, man.
And then you just go sell them?
Huh? Well, no, I would keep the Sega, but we'd sell the games.
Yeah.
We'd sell the games. And then, we did so much stupid shit. I mean, it just goes on and on. Fake IDs, I did credit cards.
Wait a minute. You were making fake IDs?
Yeah, made fake. We had a board.
I remember board. That guy.
Yeah. And then
who made the board though? Where do you even get that?
It's just a friend of mine, man. I would like to write a book about I will call him Angelo.
Okay.
But I would say it's Angelo's idea. Everything was Angelo's idea. This kid fucking was just
he's an ideas guy.
Holy shit, the balls on this kid. He was stealing bikes and then I'm not even kidding, 11 years old, stealing bikes, going into, you know, the other part of town, the rougher part.
Yeah.
And copping them for bags of weed at 11.
11?
Yeah.
Jesus And then Christ. Selling the weed or smoking it?
Huh? And no, then- he would smoke some and sell some.
Angelo, man, he got a plan.
He owns a city block in Boston right now, man.
Remember when he used to call it a lid?
Yeah.
And he was flipping lids.
Flipping lids at 11.
Flipping lids at like 14, 15. This kid was a sick fuck, man. My worst friend, the kid that I talk about in my act that stole the ambulance.
Whoa, what?
This kid was out of his mind, man.
Let's hear about this.
Again, I can't use names. So.
No, Jay Larson's the only one that fucking drops people's first
name.
Well,
I don't have friends that stole ambulances.
You know,
ambulances.
This girl, Nina Sissio over there.
Dude, you
I'm
really
like, want to
hear these
Christ.
Stupid stories? And
yeah,
that.
That's what we do, man.
Well, when we were kids, we were hanging out at the Quick Check on Main Avenue in Passaic, and it's still there. And this ambulance pulled up. I talk about this in my act, too, because this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. So the ambulance.
Now, is this like a private ambulance or is this
no,
like fire department
city,
ambulance?
It's a it fucking is? City ambulance. So a guy pulls in, they get out to get like they left the
work.
Keys in the ignition to get a coffee. Mm-hmm. And my buddy and my other friend, who's really fucked up, they're like, yo, let's take the ambulance. Now, I used to ride and steal cars with them, but I would just ride shotgun and laugh. Like, I didn't know how to steal the car. Mm-hmm. I would just joyride.
They were hotwiring it?
They would break in, take keys. You know, like if they go in an apartment, you had a set of keys, they take the keys and then take
the
car.
Oh, and then take your car. Okay.
Yeah. So, so you know, I've done crazy shit with them, but this was like, I'm like, dude, are you fucking
nuts? This is fucking crazy. Like a private ambulance is not, it's a big deal, but it's nowhere near as big as you stealing like the fucking city's that's a city's car.
Dude, well, he jumped in, Matt, my buddy jumped in and put the sirens on and took off, man.
Those guys had to be shitting themselves getting that call. Be like, what? Like,
but he was like that one friend that was just like a scumbag kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like always outside. You know what I mean? Like, it's like 3 a.m, he's still fucking outside. Like, and he took the ambulance and just took off with it. And
were you in it? Did you get in it?
No, no, dude. No, we
no, but there was a guy in the back called cardiac arrest.
We were cheering, though.
I would, too. Yeah, that's
so
awful.
Here's the
I
best mean, part. So the cops are chasing him, right? And he's just doing laps, right? And he's just driving around the whole fucking area.
Cars are pulling over and dude, shit. Like, let the ambulance through, just, man.
He must be lost.
Yeah. Had all the room he needed.
So when the cops, it's the best part. So the cops, you know, they start coming in and they corner him and he tries to get up on foot and they just beat the fuck out of this kid.
Oh man,
they beat his ass and then they just threw him in the back of the
yeah, right. Let's take
him. Shut up.
They fucked that kid up, man. And there was a juvie camp up in Pennsylvania that you know everybody was afraid of. And they sent him up there, but then he broke out.
He broke out? He snuck out.
Snuck out in the back of an ambulance.
And then he called me for money, and it's like, dude, come on, man. And he's like, he needed like $200. I'm like, I'm fucking like,
dude,
12.
How old? Yeah, seriously, what do you think we're doing?
You know my yards I got to cut, man.
You know how many books
be
I got
three summers. Hang tight. I had a friend one time that they were walking by a cop car. It was a party that was being too loud or whatever. This cop had parked his car, left his window down. They go, he's up in there. Like they saw him walking around or whatever, talking to the people, saying, you know, keep the noise down. But he left his fucking radio on the seat and his nightclub. So they took it. And then the cop comes out and they go by him and they go up into the party. And they're using the people are passing the radio and shit around and making calls and they've got the nightclub. Well, unbeknownst to them, the cop is still sitting outside and looks up in the party and sees everybody with the fucking radio and shit. And he goes back in the apartment and our friend said they were nervous when people started using it. So they left right away and they were outside looking up in the window and they said he saw the cop grab his nightstick and the kid that had the radio and just start beating the shit out of him in the middle of the party, just fucking him up in front of everybody. That's and they were awesome. Like, oh my God. And they felt so bad because they're the ones that stole it and took it up into the party.
Imagine if you didn't hear any of that going on. You just look up like, what the fuck is
why
going
is this
on
guy beating this
oh
kid?
My God, get that on camera.
Dude, I'll be honest with you, man. I think that there should be more of that. I know people always get upset, but you know,
more beatings?
Yeah, I think you know, like I got to I've been shipping out of me twice by the cops.
For what?
I deserved it.
What happened?
I did something stupid.
What was it? You don't want to talk about it?
There was some guy that was handcuffed and I took a shot on him when he was handcuffed, so they fucking
you punched the handcuffed.
Did you have
handcuffs?
Hold on. Did you have some like previous beef with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I didn't even I finally saw the kid. I didn't know who he was and actually kicked him. And then and the cops and I took off and the cops fucking just rained on me. it was so stupid. Another time I was in this brawl in a nightclub and we took it out like I mean I don't know what I was thinking that night. So there's like me and about two or three other dudes and we're just fucking straight, you know, just straight wild and coming from the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And
fighting.
Yeah, but the other three kids they weren't that one of the guys, the one that was the big guy, you know, he you ever see those big dudes that are just soft?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like
they're all
they walk around like, you know, like motherfucker, I don't care, mm-hmm. right? So as we're in the front, I just feel this sharp pain behind my knees. And you know, and they take that the metal one.
Take it
the thing
out.
That just goes click, click, the one that comes out and just boom, right in the back of my fucking knees. And then, but then when I went down, I was like, what the fuck? Right? And then they were trying to cuff me, but I didn't know at first that it was the cops.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? So I just came around with a fucking elbow.
Oof.
And all of a sudden, I just boot to the head. Yeah, and they're fucking snapping me, and then they're trying to cuff me, and I won't let them cuff me, and then they finally cuff me and just fucking tune me up a little bit, and they hit me pretty hard. That's why they let me go.
Oh, they let you go?
Yeah, they let me go.
They're like, how's he doing? Like, he's fucked up.
Well, this was up in Tallahassee, so, you know, they back then, you know, they were good old boys, so they weren't, like, no punks. You know what I mean? They're like, look, you can fucking, you know, next time, just call, you know, don't fucking take a swing.
Don't take a swing.
I'm going to let you go. You're like, all right, man, I don't want no problems, man. You know what I mean? I didn't know it was a cop.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And you went right back in the club to Spring Love. That's a Brett Ernst throwback.
That's my song. That's my shit. But back, you know, back then, you could, that's what I mean. You could hit a guy. You don't have to worry about anything. Even if you got in a fist fight out in the street, nobody gave a fuck.
Dude, tell me about you. How many fist fights I've been in?
Seriously, like, nobody cared.
None. Never.
He's never been punched in a fight.
Never.
Isn't that amazing?
You have.
Yeah, I've been in tons, but he's never
how
been
the fuck
in
have
any.
You never been? Well, you know why? I don't know why.
Oh, no, you're gonna say it. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Probably gonna say because you were raised by women and you're a pacifist, but that's not actually the case. He's an antagonist, dick, and it's amazing to me that not a shot has been ever thrown at times.
He probably has one of those things where, like, you know, you just, that's his MO. Like, he likes to break balls, and if you hit him, then you feel like it's almost like if you hit a chick.
See, that's what he wanted to say initially.
That's what he wanted to say.
You know what it is, too? Sure. I think probably what it is. I'm a peaceful guy. People are like, oh, he's just hilarious.
No, you're not that peaceful. You break balls.
Of course. That's what should happen.
But I'm saying, like, if you break balls to the wrong person.
Yeah, no,
it just has. He's rolled the dice. He is on a crap roll right now.
You're past the point where.
We talk about it. We're like, what's going to end up happening is it's going to be like it's some little league game. I'm going to say something to one guy, and I'm probably going to get popped.
To, like, an old school dad or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like a Brett Ernst.
Like a Brett Ernst.
I'll tell you right
buddy,
now.
I won't even. I'm done with that.
That's
shit.
We talk about it before.
I
like,
can walk away.
Once
now,
you hit
not even
you,
care.
You yeah. can't still be fighting in your 30s.
Nah,
like, you're pushing it
you're
in your late
20s.
But once you get to your 30s, you have got to walk away from that shit. I mean, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, the thing that is, I look a lot younger than
you do.
I am. And sometimes I get some, like, 20-something-year-old dude bowing up. Like, we were in South Carolina hitting the fucking bag. You know the bag?
The punch.
Yeah.
The bar?
Yeah. But it was me and the manager at Stand Up
Carolina.
The speed
bag when it flips up and tells you.
Yeah, when it flips up. But this one had the string, so you could, you know, boom. Yeah. But how I win is I pretty much can hit with my right, just with my left, like, I'm pretty even with both hands. So if we're betting money, like, me and we were by ourselves.
Betting money, I love it.
We were by ourselves, you understand? We were betting drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, you know, because this guy used to box, and I'm like, all right, so let's just do it. You know, we were pretty even with the right, but with the left, if I was hitting like 1,100, he was hitting like 300 with his left.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I can use both hands. So anyways, then these Marines walk in, and they saw us hitting the bag, and, you know, next thing you know, you hear somebody, a bag don't punch back, and then you're like, ah, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
So I went over to him. I said, listen, guys, you know, because they came by us. I'm like, look, if you want to hit the bag, just know, you know, I'm 38 years old. You know what I mean? The guy's like, you're 38? He's like, damn, my father's 41.
Shut up.
But their whole demeanor changed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, all right, you know.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? And you feel old and shit. And you're like, look, I don't want any problems.
You also made him rethink everything about his dad. Like, my dad looks like shit, man. He's God, only got three
dad's
years
only three
on
three years
fuck,
on him,
man.
Yeah, no, but it's serious,
40's
man.
That turning point, man.
It is. But, you know, once you're a certain age, you're a dick. If you're getting in a fight at, like, you know. Even at 35.
Even 35.
Unless you have to.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you're defending
yourself
or your family,
you,
whatever. Absolutely.
But if you're like, if some guy says something to you and you're like, what, bitch? What'd you say, bitch? You looking at me? You know, that fucking guy. You just be like, look, man, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
I've told this quick story before, but I knew the turning point for me when I'd been working out, lost a little weight. I was going to dinner with a friend of mine, Christy. And her mom's in town. We're just going, you know, walking up, grabbing a bottle of wine and going. And as I'm walking down the street for a moment, just for a moment, I allow myself to feel good about myself, which I don't do enough, to be honest with you. And I was like, you know what? Southern California, sunshine. It's going to be a fun little night. We'll have some dinner. I'm feeling good. I worked out today. And as I'm, you know, doing this inner dialogue with myself, this carload of four fucking punks passes and they just go, faggot! And I know they were waiting for me to be like, fuck you, so they could turn around. I started laughing. I mean, the moment I felt good about myself, the universe just took its dick and slapped me right in the fucking face. And I fucking laughed so hard. I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Dude,
I'm done, dude.
Not that that's similar, but because it's not that about that, right? But I know what you're saying, man. Like, I'll get hate tweets every now and then, or like hate mail, and I just... I can't stop laughing.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I don't. You see people fire back on Twitter, and you're like, why are you even entertaining?
Right. Why are you dealing with
these
people?
Well, see, I did on my Comedy Central presents.
But you've moved them. You have moved them to the point of they want to reach. Like, for me, I'm just like, fuck that guy. I'm not going to go onto social media, track you down, and then let you know my message.
Well, what happened was I did a bit on extremists, right? How I hate the right wing and I hate the left wing. I do. I hate them both. I'm an issues guy. And I was making fun of the religious right. Then I was shitting on atheists. Because, you know, they always act like they're smarter than, you know, they have mm-hmm. the smug fucking. But pretty much what happened was that they edited, because, you know, of time constraints, they edited out the religious right part.
Shut up.
It's just a bit about me shitting on atheists. And the way it was edited, it doesn't, like, I just rattling off stats. It's like, I mean, you know me, I can get fucking wordy. It's my fault. But anyways, so all these atheists hate me. They fucking hate me. I was passing around. And all I said that they're smug dickheads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Could you imagine? Because obviously you know there's going to be edits, but you're just like, oh, yeah, they're probably going to edit appropriately. And then you see that, you must have been like, you got to be kidding.
Well, you
me.
Know what, though? It's my own fault. It's my own fault. It's lazy. I was lazy. I should have. Well, because you have the prompter going, too, you know, when you're doing that. And you're reading the words because you got to keep to the bullet points.
Sure.
And then sometimes, like, you can't read it and they want, you know. Like,
see, I got off stage with my presents and they had a piece of paper with all the bullet points and they go, is there anything on here you weren't in love with that you just did?
Oh, wow.
Because
when did you do yours?
2011.
Yeah, mine was 2010.
Yeah.
Maybe and then they changed it up.
And I said, I didn't, because I knew there was going to be cuts, you know, and I was like, yeah, I wasn't in love with that. And they're like, all right, good to know. And I'm like, cool.
But see,
and I felt as though everything else crushed. And they were like, I agree.
My How'd you do on the showdown? Did you
what showdown?
The stand up showdown when they do all
I thought you were talking about the showcase showdown, man.
I don't know.
I think he won a trip to Tahiti and a jet ski, man.
Showcase. Why? Did you do well on yours?
Well, no, when they air all the specials and people vote on it. Yeah, mine was top five.
Can't say the same for the Cowboys.
Yeah, fuck, they're so average.
Can you just tell me real quick, because we skipped over it, where the hell did that guy get the board? Where do you get that board to make the IDs? Yeah,
well, somebody makes them, man.
And then he just knew the guy
who have to buy it. It's usually the same board that gets processed around, but we got it fresh, but then you can resell it. But
yeah.
Then by that time, everybody knows it's a fucking...
Of course. You just hit up campuses and you just like, boom, boom.
Nah, we people, but just word of mouth. I mean, you know, South Florida, it's everything's by high schools. You know, there's no neighborhoods, really. Everybody's bussed in, and, you know, and it's a lot. Have you ever been down there?
No.
Mm-mm.
I've been to Miami.
Not my adult life, no.
Oh, dude, it's fucking crazy. And there's just so many people. And so, like, all right, we had close to, at my school, we had about 2,500 kids, and then I went to Plantation. South Plantation had about the same number, but you're still in the same area. Then you had like
so there were so many kids that they had
so
to
many
have
kids,
two schools in that area.
Yeah, you had
damn.
Just in the vicinity, you had Plantation, Piper, South Plantation, Coral Springs, Terravella. They're all like close to each other. I mean, you know, and it's pretty cool, man. South Florida is pretty awesome, but just from our friends alone. You know, from the mm-hmm. different schools and stuff that we knew everybody, but we were in, you know, we were older then.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we were 17, but, but I'm saying that, you know, so through our friends that they knew people and they knew people and, you know.
Did you have jobs or were you just like hustling?
Yeah, jobs.
What was your first job? Like, was that
I've been working since I was 14. I worked at Skyline Chili as a
Skyline Chili?
As a cook.
Were you in Cincinnati?
At 14 years old. No, I was 15. I was in Florida. Well, 14, I started landscaping, and which I did that pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And then I did construction grunt work, demolition shit, even as a kid. Then I worked at Skyline Chili at the grocery store. I've always worked, man. I was a mate. In high school, I had three jobs. I worked at a movie theater where I was a maintenance guy. Right?
What
did you
do?
You have like the keychain and stuff?
Well, I would fix stuff. I would come in and fix stuff.
But what were you
the AV guy at the movie theater?
Well, I worked at the theater. What happened was I worked at the theater and I got fired because I was imitating the owner.
shut up.
Did he see you by
comedy
accident?
Took well, him down. Well, comedy.
He used to lisp a lot, right? He would talk like this, like I did.
You should have gone to that class.
I took a spray bottle one time, and I was like, "Listen, guys,"
and I was like, spraying from the side of your
yeah,
mouth.
Like, all right, everybody, listen. And then, and I guess somebody ratted me out. Oh, and also, this was a great scam. This was strong. We had I would go to the grocery store, like, you know, and buy just boxes of Milk Duds and stuff, right? So I had my own supply. So when people would come and pay cash for anything, I would just
give them your shit for the higher price. Shit. That is a good scam.
Yeah, so I would make money on that, and I got pinched doing that. Anyways, so
off to the side.
Yeah, I'm not paying $250. Where the fuck's that young janitor kid?
He's but up I there mean, working the real deal right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
the people didn't know. You know what I mean? Right, they didn't know. So like I was just back there. You know, they didn't.
He just
know.
Sold
they
me asked for nine milk duds.
I just give him because we used to take inventory
in Ziploc bags. And shit like
no, but I'm saying we would buy the exact ones, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's a good scam.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, if
because back
would take
then
inventory.
They didn't have the big bulk ones, right? The jumbo ones.
No,
they had the regular size
box
yeah.
ones. You know? So anyway, the manager loved me, fucking loved me. She thought I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So without him knowing, she hired me because I used to fix everything at the theater. I knew how to work the projector, the old school projectors.
How did you learn all that, though?
Just picked it up, man.
Yeah.
So
Ernst is a hustler, man. I mean, not like a hustler. I mean, he hustles, he works, he does his thing. That's what's always. So I can even imagine back then, she must have loved you because you worked your ass off. You
well,
know?
Yeah, she just got a kick out of me, man. You know? Like, I would do stuff. I would fuck with the people in the theater, like – especially because they would have the matinees and all the old people would come in, you know? So back then, there's a silver line that used to be on the film and a light, right? That's where your sound came from. So I would just take a Q-tip and we were... I mean, 16, 17, this is the funniest
thing.
They
think
know?
It's them.
Right, yeah. Right? You'd be like...
A lot of people fucking with hearing aids and shit.
like five, six people in the theater. They're just looking around. It was like one of those private theaters.
Yeah.
Then what did we do? We used to light fireworks off in the theater too.
In the theater?
Yeah, like if it was a packed house.
And shoot, what, like a bottle rocket
shoot
in
bottle rocket.
Shut the maintenance
that is
guy.
Crazy.
And then he's got to go fix whatever
he
broke.
I wasn't the maintenance guy then.
You worked up to that?
I was the usher and I worked there.
Oh, goddamn usher shooting bottle rockets at.
Once I got fired, then she hired me because I knew how to fix everything.
Dude, I see. You were taken out of the front line and brought back behind the scenes.
So the guy that owned the theater never really fucking knew. So anyways, after that... So then I worked at a Jewish deli on Saturday, Sunday mornings. I used to bus tables. Let me tell you something, man. I met some of the most inspiring people I've ever met because, you know, they were still like Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, man.
And there was this old dude I used to talk to, man. It was just a horrendous story. And he had the numbers here, too, and everything.
Oof.
But he was telling me, you know, just about life. He goes, you know, just be happy, man. You know, he lost his whole family. But he came to America. He was like 10 by himself. You know what I mean?
Had a star painted on his face.
He was in Giant Stadium. And then I would film weddings and bar mitzvahs on Friday and Saturday.
No, come on, dude.
I swear to God.
I can't even.
Swear to God on my life, man.
You would run the camera?
He was selling candy too, man.
I was the assistant. I would do the interviews.
Interviews? He's doing – he goes
– interviews.
From his NFL Today, that was his reel. He'd be like, nah, man, look at this. Look at this interview right there.
Live from the
Goldstein wedding. Yeah. Well, the guy that ran it, his like they were pretty big in like the wedding industry and stuff because his father was a musician, and he took me as his assistant. But I did that, man. I would make $50 cash. But and by the way, I paid for my own prom, my own ring, everything I got in high school, everything I paid for, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you
pay
know,
your varsity jacket,
everything,
and shit.
Everything. Well, we earned that one.
Yeah,
school paid for that shit.
That's tight.
Got my letter.
I paid for everything. I had to pay for prom. I had to pay for all that shit too. You know, I mean, I always had a job, but I never had like four jobs. And I love the hustle, man. God, I love the hustle.
Oh, and then I would do the Christmas tree lots. that was next door to the theater. I would bring treats to the car, work tips. Dude, it's great.
He didn't even work there. He's like, let me grab that
treat. I pay for everything, too.
I would bail him everything.
That's why I don't have anything. That's why I never got a ring. I was like, oh, it's your high school ring?
We set up the tree lot, my buddy, to rob the tree lot, right?
So, it's a true story. I'm like, set up. He brought in the trees, so
he can rob the motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, and he gets fired and comes back and fixes it.
We stayed overnight, right? I would stay overnight. And
The guy in the trailer on the lot. We used to fuck with that guy.
We had the there was like a janitor's office that we would sit there,
like a little trailer.
Yeah,
yep.
I was up in there. So we set it up that the security would drive around the lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you writing now?
I'm writing down something I'm going to tell you after this.
All right. So I set it up that my buddies would come take the tree. I wish we could get him on the phone. So he calls up, cuts a big-ass fucking tree, right? Throws it in a truck.
This is after hours.
Okay. It takes off, right? So now... you're
working security.
Yeah. I'm the commandant.
Sleeping. Yeah, he's the guy.
I'm the midnight to five guy. Just have Tommy come in like they're picking up
luggage. I'm in here editing this wedding video, man. Seriously. What the fuck you want from me?
I was doing a Goodfellas quote. You guys didn't get that when he came in? Anyways. So listen. So I get a call on the radio because there's another guy riding around the lot. Now the way I was there, I told my buddy when to come, so the securities that would cruise around looking to see who's taking the trees. This was over by the high school.
This is a big lot.
It was by the high school.
Okay.
It was at the high school.
So in addition to you, there is mall security also keeping an eye on a golf cart
that was always just looking for the school.
Right, golf cart.
So I get we got some guys stealing trees like an hour and a half later.
Don't worry, that's Eric.
No, they had taken it and I thought they left. So what happened was he went to drop the tree off and my other friend was there and he's like, where'd you get the tree? And he's like, yo, Ernst is working a lot. And he's like, fuck, I want a tree. So my other buddy's like, yo, what the fuck? I want a tree. So they came back without me knowing, but didn't know that there was other security there. So then they fucking started housing trees, and then they got caught, and I was like, fuck, I'd act like I didn't know him.
Never seen this guy before in my life, man.
I don't know who the fuck this is, man. I was so pissed. I'm like, set it up. Yeah, like
That's
mad.
Always what happens.
I was mad that it didn't work. You understand?
Yeah,
I like that I set it up nice. I picked the right time. I knew when I was by myself, transition time. Mm-hmm. They got in, they got out, acted like nothing happened. Then they got fucking greedy.
That's what always
came back.
Happens.
Always.
And you know what else, too?
Whenever they stole from you.
Whenever you do something, you don't get to go back and see it.
No.
It's it. It happened. Mm-hmm. Don't go fucking back. That's how you get caught every fucking time. I wrote down because we used to, so it was a mall near us that had sold trees, and then overnight it was just like.
You're from Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Well, I grew up outside the city, but they had.
It's a filthy place.
There's spots.
Horrible.
I love the comedy. What's it?
Comedy Factory?
Yeah, dude, that's a great fucking.
He loves it. What was it? Somebody else hated it recently. Hated it. Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it, man.
I've had a good time.
If you think you can get worse than Philly. Go to Baltimore because you can go in on them, man. You can yell at them.
They
can
take it.
They love it.
Yeah, they do like it.
So go ahead. So
we had the same guy, the security guy, and he was in a trailer, but it was like a half of one. You know what I mean? It wasn't even
a little tiny one.
And we used to have two or three of us in our cars, and we would just, do circles around him, and we would shoot bottle rockets. And sooner or later, he'd come out, what the fuck's going on? And then we would just light him up. And he'd be ducking down, because they're not armed or anything, and we would fuck with him. And that's when the mall security would then come and chase us out of there from fucking with him. But we never stole shit. We just wanted to fuck with that guy. Could you imagine if it was Ernst that came
that
out?
That poor guy.
Because in our mind, inside there was an older guy and it was, mm-hmm. but never once considered it be some young fucking dude.
Ernst would come up with his own fireworks.
Well, I would work a deal, man. I wasn't stupid back then. Like in other words, if somebody was taking some shit, let's fucking, I'll keep my mouth shut and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
We used to go school
just like
shopping.
Beat
we used
by
to
that
call
cup.
It going school shopping when you would have buddies that worked at the store and they would go in the back and you just start housing shit. And what was funny is I got my brother this fucking dope ass leather jacket for Christmas, but the tag was still on it. Because my older brother
was the security tag?
Yeah. The white tag.
Yeah.
And I got my mom I got him a chess set one to my older brother. Now my older brother was the gay one.
Yeah.
But he was like on the straight and narrow. You know? He was the gay one, but he was straight. And so like he would always be like, what are you and Keith up to? My little brother. Cause he would
How much older was your brother than
Scotty
you?
Scotty was 4 years older than me.
Okay.
And Keith is 3 years younger than me.
And your older brother passed?
Yeah.
How old were you?
When he died, I was 28. Oh, okay. When he died, yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right, man. So, but when we were kids, like he was more like my father figure, you know, like he kept us in line. But me and my little brother were always fucking doing crazy shit. I can imagine.
Yeah, right.
Like we would dress up as Boy Scouts, collect money. That was
what?
Strong. Yeah, that was real strong.
Like strong. I've told him before too. We did. March of Dimes, a kid in the neighborhood convinced us to do it, and we went and did it. And then when we came home, my father's like, "Where the hell did you guys get all this money?" And we told him, he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, we just went door to door and told people." We were like fifth grade, sixth grade. He's like, that's stealing. And he scared the fuck out of us and made us put all the money, the change in the tub and washed we thought we were washing our fingerprints off of it. And then took it to a McDonald's and donated the fuck out of Ronald McDonald House. My dad's like, "You're not keeping that goddamn money. You stole from those people."
He's like, "I'm going to get a number one first." Like, well, you put the rest of that in there.
That's back when a Big Mac was a Big Mac.
Get a fucking Happy Meal.
Yeah.
We used to have, you would appreciate this scam, Ernst. We used to go, so you guys never went skiing in Florida, but we would go skiing. And what someone would do is they'd get by the lounge and they would just, when we would be ready to roll for the night, they would just steal someone's skis, like a nice pair of skis that somebody had gone into the bar to drink. You know, you take them off and just set them out there.
Yeah.
And then we would throw a party, and we would collect money, and we would sell raffle tickets. And at the end of the night, we'd raffle off a fucking set of skis to somebody. Oh,
that's fucking strong.
Used to pay for everything, dude.
Dude, that's really
beer,
strong.
Spending money, all that shit.
That's
yeah.
really strong.
All right, we're raffling off a pair of Rosinals.
Yep.
These are from
got some K2s up here tonight, y'all.
Yeah, we never went skiing. I never did any of that shit.
We would go to Caldor and go in the back.
Caldor.
Yeah, we had Caldor down right behind us, right? You had Caldor?
I've heard, yeah. We had Bradley's.
Bradley's. It's like, just like a Bradley's. And we go into Caldor, and then we go to like all the sports equipment, like tennis rackets, and we find the nicest one, and then we find the crappiest one, and we take the price tag off the crappy one, put on the nice one, and pay. We do that all the time. My buddy was a big one behind it. He was doing bats.
We did the same thing, and we would send my little brother in to get the difference.
And then you'd return it?
Yeah.
Everything. He's going to take it one step further.
No, I'm serious. Like, we would go to Bradley's because that place was just a shithole.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything there. The one in Clifton, right on Passaic Avenue.
Clifton, New Jersey?
Yeah, it used to be right on the left, right across from the Roy Rogers, if you're listening.
Yeah, Roy Rogers.
So we would go to that Bradley's, and they didn't have any fucking technology. Nobody gave a fuck. So like if
yeah, like Timex Indiglos.
But that's how we would make money. We wouldn't keep it. We'd get it, return it for the difference.
So explain it to me now how you do it.
You can only do it a few times.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't do it too
many
times.
So you wear out a spot.
Say like my little we did one with a slip and slide. Remember slip and slide?
Yeah.
So what happened was it was like $25 or something or $20 and we changed the price tag and my little brother bought it for like $5, mm-hmm. right? That, you know, they rang it in, done. Then took the wrapper off of it, opened it up, but put it back, you know, looked like we opened it.
Mm-hmm.
Went there, did whatever we did, hung out, because there's a whole bunch of shit to do around there.
Sure.
Right? Then my little brother would come back and ask to talk to the manager, and he would be, and I'd be like with him, and he'd be like, "Listen," I'm like, "He's in trouble." And he's like, "My mom, I wasn't supposed to spend my Christmas money on this."
Oh, my God.
He's sons of God. God.
Pulling at the
Christmas
heart.
Money we stole from this other place.
No, I swear to God. He'd be like, "You know, my birthday money, whatever it was." I mean, I'm thinking back, but this is the gist of what it would be. And the guy's like, "All right." And he's like, "My mom's really mad at me." And I'm like, "He has to return this." So, and I'm like, "Well, where did you get it?" He's like, "I don't know." You know, he's playing cute. And the guy, and the, you know, the best for women. Women were the best.
Oh,
sure.
Don't worry.
Oh, go, yeah.
So you come pay five, and so then they return
it.
Right.
And he would return it. She goes, "Don't worry. I'll get you your money back." And, you know, he would act like he had no concept of a dollar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And he'd fucking split the difference. Then we'd go to Romance and get pizza and mussels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
and like mussels.
Fucking
muscle.
Gentleman in red sauce.
I thought you were going to say you went to Roy Rogers with that.
Nah, fuck Roy Rogers.
Muscles and red.
Romeo's Pizza was strong in Fiero Danopoli. We'd go.
Who
get
was stealing slip and slides just to get cash to go out and get muscles
dude,
at
we,
14?
We hustled our little asses off.
I had a cousin that worked at Dick's Sporting Goods, and he was the inventory guy. And he would tell us all the time,
Lord.
"Come by, I'll set you up." And he would explain to it how it worked. He's like, "So I got 20 of these. I'm only going to say we got 18. All right, but you can't get cash back because you don't have a receipt, but what you get is store credit." So back before heart monitors and all that were in every device, they were like $300 a pop. And this is maybe 15 years ago. and he would just take one from work and he would give it to me, and then I would go in and I would say it was a Christmas gift, so I don't have a receipt for it. And they go, okay, well, we can't give you money.
But why do you have a defibrillator?
Seriously.
My grandfather's at home on oxygen. And they would give you like whatever it was worth, $300 store credit. So I go in one time and I just start, you know, I got a fucking tent, the dartboard. Like, I'm trying to spend this money. And I go to the back to get a fishing rod. And this kid doesn't know me, who doesn't know my cousin works, nothing. He sees me looking. He goes, come here. He goes, what are you looking for? I go, just looking for a nice solid fishing rod. He goes, get whatever one you want over there. So I grab one. He goes, he looks around and he fucking swaps the price tag. And I was like, you're kind of not helping me right now. Like, I'm trying to spend this $300.
It's like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
it really was.
Of
he's trying
but
to spend
point,
all the
it's
money.
It's like can $600 because we had a couple of them. So then my brother, like, we keep going back. And my brother ended up getting, he got two electric motors for his fishing boat. Like, he set us up, man. He set us up tight.
What's, oh, that was Dick's.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods. Yep.
We this was something I used
but
to
he do. Had to be, like, it wouldn't have worked unless he was the inventory.
Of course.
Guy.
This is what balls I had. Okay. This is either that or how dumb I was. But this is what I would do. I mean, when I tell you, I've been on my own almost my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking starving. Okay, so every once in a while, I would go into a Publix, which is like a grocery store in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would go in the back
with an X, right at the end. Yeah,
no, it's green and
yeah,
white.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And I would grab. There was a Publix in Tallahassee when I lived up there, and I would grab a six pack. A case of beer and a box of chicken. You know, they had like the whole fried
the
chicken
whole, already done. Yeah.
Then I would just walk out with it. I wouldn't say a fucking word. But what I would do is to play it safe. It worked. If I did it 100 times, it worked 99 times. I would go to a manager and I'd say, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Now, mind you, I wasn't even 21, but I had the fake ID, which I made, but this was different.
Which I made.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is another style I used to do. I used to make X-Acto knife. I would cut, like, if you know how you had the different numbers,
mm-hmm.
and I would cut a number out and then put it on another number and make it, like, it changed the year. But then they started making the numbers different later mm-hmm. on. But then that's a whole other story. So, I would go to the manager. I said, listen, my brother's coming in town. Is there a way I get an application? He might want it. And the guy's like, oh yeah, sure. You know, he's busy, and then he'll give me the application. But he sees me mm-hmm. talking to the manager. Nobody's going to think I fucking stole anything.
No,
you know what I mean? Then I walk out.
Tight.
With it,
that is right? a good one.
Did it all the time. Well, one time I'm doing it. And it was all old people. Like, the old people are the worst because they don't give a fuck. They're not like a young mm-hmm. person is going to be like, yo, just like he switched the reel out. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there talking to a guy. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you later. He's like, fine. As I'm walking out, I'm here. Are you going to pay for that?
Just a customer?
No, it was the old guy that worked there.
Yeah.
And he goes, you going to pay for that? And I go, what are you talking about? I did pay for it, right? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah. And he goes, no, you didn't. And I go, yeah, I did. And he goes, well, who'd you check out with? And then it was all old ladies. So I just fucking picked one just to play it. Like,
oh,
you know.
No. Going for it.
And she goes, I never saw him before in my life. And the manager goes, really? And I go, yeah. And I go, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, you don't have a receipt? And I go, no. And then she goes, he's lying. Right? And everybody's watching me.
Seniors are swelling up on you, aren't
they? Yeah. They bowed up hard.
He's
man.
Like, that guy, he used to prank.
Then the guy's
the
like,
theater.
I'm calling the cops. And
I just, bought milk duds from
said,
him at the
and
theater.
I just put it down. I said, listen, there's a misunderstanding. Fucking
bam. You had a good 40 truck, back then anyway.
So just, yeah, trucking down fucking Monroe Street in Tallahassee.
Never going back to that Publix.
No, that one's done.
That one's done.
Done.
That's a good move, man.
My buddy, this is great. He used to walk in and grab cases of beer at the gas station, just walk out, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. He'd walk in, boom, just grab a case and leave. Because we were underage, you know? But you just steal beer anyways. So one time, this is fucking great. I wanted to say his name right now, but he walked in. Grabbed the beer, but as he's walking out, the fucking door's locked, right? And the guy's behind the glass going, I remember you, motherfucker, right?
He hit the button.
He locked him in. So he's Dude, he's trying to kick the fucking glass. He's like, let me out, mother. You know, like he's, let me the fuck out. The guy's like, no, call him. You know, cops are on their way, motherfucker. And he's kicking the glass, and we just see him. And we're like, dude, we got to
get out. Sorry, man. I got Christmas trees I got to protect.
He just has you pull away. You just see him in front of the glass door like,
man.
We just fucking, we left him, man. We had to.
Yeah,
that's a, you got to leave that man down.
He fucking just, he busted out. We just,
he got out?
No, fuck no. He was trying to break the door. You can't break that.
No, that's shatterproof and all that shit. Yeah, you're not getting through that shit.
Dude. Isn't that awesome?
That is hilarious.
That's one of those ones that you're going to just, every time you see him, he probably brings that up. Every time.
Well, this kid, he's always been doing.
He's actually doing 10 years upstate.
Speaking of 10 years upstate, I wanted to ask you, you've told us about being cuffed and fucked up and let go, but what did you actually get arrested for?
Aggravated battery. I've been arrested for aggravated battery a couple times, just for fighting.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nothing stupid, you know, just like bar fights, street fights, stuff like that.
I was just doing the math. I'm like, so 20 years ago.
And battery.
Simple. What's simple?
It's fighting without like, how do I say it? There's intent
to kill or something.
Well, like intent to do harm. It's like,
it's simple battery.
It's like if I go out.
Like a wedgie.
And well, the laws have changed now.
No wedgie.
No, like say if I'm gonna go meet, go up to this place just to meet somebody,
yeah,
and intentionally do something.
Oh, right? So if you're like, that guy's at the bar tonight, and I'm going there to fuck him up.
I'm gonna go fuck his ass. And then if you cause bodily harm or injury, or if it's just like serious, like if you really hurt somebody.
So what's aggravated then? What's the difference between?
No, aggravated is like you go to intent.
Oh,
to hurt,
okay.
And you know, simple is just, you know, just a bar fight. It's a disorderly conduct type. They got lessened to a deal, you know, and then. But that used to happen all the time. Like, they pick you up, and then you just $25
mm-hmm.
back then, you know.
And you were like, hold on a second. Let me get a slip and slide. I can pay for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So about 20 years ago, you couldn't go into a Publix, a Blockbuster. That movie theater wouldn't let you back. I'm sure that deli, you probably pulled something off at that deli.
Dude, this is all stupid shit, though. This is nothing, like, serious. It's all
shit. Of course.
You know, it's all early 20s type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your basic stuff.
Yeah, it's nothing serious. Like, I never sold drugs, never hurt nobody. I mean, you know. Oops.
Not intentionally.
No, I'm saying I have friends that would just, you know. I had a couple of friends do some serious time, but I was always smart.
You're the guy that got out.
Well, I always say there's guys that are around shit, there's guys that are in it, and there's guys that are about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just around it.
Yeah.
But I will say this, you know, I had a lot of respect for my friends, but, you know, I'm not saying I'm not a tough guy. But, you know, I was a tough kid. Like, you know, they knew I wasn't running.
Yeah.
But I wasn't the toughest guy in my group. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly I was very good at, like, counseling everybody. That makes sense. Like you know, I was that kid that you would have the heart-to-heart with till mm-hmm. 5 in the morning.
You were like,
you know, that
friend? You get that from your older brother?
Huh?
You get that from your older brother, or was that just your own thing?
No, just my own thing. Like, yeah. I always feel like, you know, everybody should help each other. You know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but... Like,
no,
you know, like if my buddy's acting up, like I remember one time I took a friend of mine and I caught him smoking pot, and I never even smoked weed or nothing in my life. And not that I don't, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it wasn't for me. Plus, I think I got that wacky gene. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm one
so
of those
stay
guys.
Away
yeah,
from
I just stay fucking weed. That's why I didn't drink enough.
That's self-awareness, though. That
well,
really
bro,
is.
Yeah. I just know me. And yeah. I know, like, even when I wasn't drunk or when I was fucking, I've done some dumb shit. You know, just for the pure excitement of it. I can only imagine if I was on coke or something.
Yeah.
I'd have been fucked. But I would like take my friends aside, talk to them, even the hardest ones, you know, and we would just talk about shit. And I'd be like, you know, man, come on, man, what are you doing? You're better than this. Da, 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 da.
Even that stripper talk.
Yeah.
That little heart to heart with the stripper talk.
That's awesome.
Go sit down with her, man. Let him have that stripper talk.
What are you doing with your life?
He'll get through.
You're better than this.
Yeah, but
you said you're in college for forensics.
But they always tagging his own shit over there.
That's what they always say. A lot of them.
Yeah, they're always in
always some
in
big
in
shit. Yeah, big CSI. Shit too. Not just fucking I'm in college for fashion.
But no, I was just my thing, man. You know, but they always knew that, you know, when it got thick, I never ran any of that shit, you know, because there were guys that would run.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I wasn't like in a group of guys that would fight. That wasn't never our MO. But I remember one time we were on Main Street and something was going on. Like, I think we were like breaking a sign or something just for kicks. And then someone's like, "Ooh, cops are coming," like as a joke. And we turned around, and one of our he was gone.
Already
he was
gone.
Already sprinting. We're like, "We're fucking around." He was gone. Like,
yeah, but that's different. you're allowed to kick rocks if that type of shit's going
on. Yeah.
Talking about like if you're in a bar and there's a
Oh yeah.
You know, but like I said, I've had my ass beat plenty of times.
Yeah.
You know, I never walked around like fucking.
Me too. I can't tell you how many of my friends. No, I've been in tons of fights and I certainly have not won all of them at all.
Fuck
but
no.
I can tell you how many of my friends were like, "I'm going to go get the car." Like eight of them.
Oh, really?
It's just me and my brother and Wilk? Well, that's it? Okay.
There's always a dude that's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Always.
My brother.
I'm taking a shit for 25 minutes.
Dude, my little brother was fucking rough, man. And he used to have a crew, you know, but there was a guys that he used to call the kickers that, you know, when shit would, you know, get thick and then everybody's throwing hands, then there's a guy that would just come out of nowhere and
karate.
Kick yeah, like, no, even, no,
kick him when they're on the ground.
Doing
stop,
the, fucking
the De Niro stop.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's only when everybody's down that they come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody's down? You're right.
And then they would just talk about the fight, like, "Yo, did you see when I came? Yo," like they keep talking about it. It's like, dude, it's over. But every time you see them, they bring it up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, man. But, you know, you can't help that shit. It's that, like I said, man, it's that you're around it all the time. And at least there was no real gunplay.
Yeah, I never got – I'm serious, too.
We said no real gunplay.
Well, no, there was a couple of times.
See, there we go. Yeah,
but I'm saying it wasn't like what these kids put up.
No,
with,
hell no.
That, you know.
Like, there were no warning shots fucking fired out or anything like that.
Like, these kids, you know, they're always – shooting at each other now, like they don't even get. Like I saw a video online where these kids are in a casino, and then the one kid stole on the other kid, but then the other kid, his buddy, just pulled out a gun and then he hit him with a bottle. But then the kid just started firing. Like,
jeez, in the casino?
Yeah, it was in a casino.
Jesus,
I mean, because you for a while back in the day, remember you were teaching and you were working with inner city kids, right?
Yeah,
was
you
that
were a
part
teacher?
Of the reason. Yeah, Ernst. When I first,
yeah,
do you know when I first met you? Do you remember when I first met you? He doesn't even know this. When I moved to L.A., this is before comedy wasn't even in my head. The first job I got was waiting tables at Cheesecake Factory.
That's right.
And I had to train at the Marina Del Rey one. I was going to work in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And Ernst worked there.
I forgot about
that. Oh, no
shit. Man.
And yeah. Ernst, man, running through with the hair back, tan with those blue eyes. I'm like,
selling fucking cheesecake out back.
Dude, I think he got me into a Toyota Tercel that he ripped off the valet or something.
We robbed that place. I'll
bet.
Yeah. Dude, I was always having food, you know. But
that's what him
but
hustling,
because
he was still teaching.
That's what
he was
all that weight.
Comedy and wait
tables, teaching,
man.
No, I was teaching, working at the Shit Cake Factory,
mm-hmm.
and I was bouncing at that place called Gotham in the 3rd Street Promenade and doing comedy. But teaching came after.
Okay.
Because I had applied for that. I wasn't getting any work. So I was pretty much just working there and bouncing at night.
Okay.
Once I got fired from the Cheesecake Factory.
For stealing.
No, I got into it with a customer.
simple assault.
Over was, what?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, dude, it was the worst. Fucking guy.
We don't need to tell
him. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. It's not like it just annoyed me. It's just a long story. I don't know if you want to hear it. But he just was running. He just was very, like, being a dick. You know what I mean?
You got that a lot at Cheesecake Factory, by the way.
And then he's like, "Yeah," and he goes to my manager. He goes, "Can I talk to you? Can you get me a manager?" I says, "Yeah." And I was being cool with him. Like, his food came out late, but I didn't put his order in. I took the table over.
And he was like, "Listen, my cousin's moving out here, and he might need an application."
Yeah.
Well, it was on a Sunday, so it was football season, and mm-hmm. me and this other kid, Josh, we would flip because he was a Raider fan, I was a Cowboy fan, so we, you know, so we were both losers. But we would, like, if he had the early game, I had the later game, we would always work it so we could see each other's games, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we would always switch it no matter how we were scheduled, because mm-hmm. they'd never give you Sunday off. And so I came running in, and I took over his table, but he never put the order in. So anyways, the guy got uppity with me, and I was cool with him. I said, "Look, buddy, let me get the manager." He goes upstairs, you know, remember where the bar was?
Mm-hmm.
But I was under on the patio, yep. So I could hear him talking. And the guy just starts going, you know, "Listen, this is unacceptable." He was some actor, too, and I don't know. He was on some show because he threw it out there. He's mm-hmm. like, "Look, I'm on TV. I'm an actor. I used to wait tables, but, you know, this is unacceptable. And if that guy calls me buddy one more time," right? And I was just... And I heard that.
He's like, "I call everyone buddy."
But that's when I fucking went upstairs. And
this guy's name was Buddy. But I had his credit card.
But he didn't know I heard him. So when I walked in the bar, I'm like, "Hey, buddy, is everything all right?" And then
Shut up, dude.
Looked at me and he goes, "See, that's what I'm talking." I go, "Yo, don't point your fucking finger at me in front of everybody." Right? And I go, what, you know, Ernst. It was just a final blow. It was like, you know, you ever see the waiter meltdown?
Oh, yeah.
This was it. It was all, he was every customer I've ever hated, rolled into one. So then I pretty much hold him up because he tried to get a little brazen. He goes, listen, this is like, I go, watch this shit. I go, what if I don't work here? Now how are you going to talk to me? Huh? I go,
watch this shit.
I go, I said, how are you going to talk to me? I don't work here. What? Now, you only have power over me because I'm working. Fuck this job. Now what? Now what? Right? And he's sitting there, and then I remember him throwing up his fucking TV credits and
he's got like, a resume. Look at this.
I told him, I said, buddy, if I was watching the show you were on, I still wouldn't know who the fuck you are, and it doesn't make a goddamn difference. You learn to fucking talk to people, you show some fucking respect. You know, and I mean, and once I did that, I knew I was getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now it's just like you know, and the manager's like, Brett, calm down. I'm like, yo, fuck you too.
Someone walks by with a Santa Fe shrimp sandwich. He's like, give me this.
He starts eating it. Take that.
A shrimp
po'boy.
No, but even the manager's like, yo, Brett, and I'm like, yo, you're not my boss no more. What the fuck you gonna do? Like,
I'm now skin in everyone's face. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said, somebody needs to stand up to this. And people were clapping. Like what? People, yeah, they were like, yeah, because they all felt our pain.
They
yeah.
used to wait tables. Yeah. Like, give me another piece of dulce de leche.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Dallas lost the late game that day.
Huh? Dallas won that early game, by the way. I was happy.
I just didn't cover the spread.
Dude, I was fucking happy. That guy ruined everything.
Dude.
But I was on my way out because I got written up. Because this is, I got written up for this. We were doing the scheduling. You know, at the Cheesecake Factory, God forbid they close one day a year.
Yeah, no.
So we're trying to figure out the holidays, and we had a group meeting, and I said, listen, we have a lot of Jewish people that work here. Why don't the Jewish people work Christmas and Easter, and the Christians work the Jewish holidays, and then we can split up New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving.
Were you like a shift leader or anything? You're just throwing this out there.
And then the atheists were like, fuck that shit.
No, do you know I got written up because they said I singled out Jewish people? And I'm like, wait a minute. It's just a fucking pragmatic solution. Yeah. I'm like, we have a good amount that work here. Nobody complained. And I guess one person said they felt uncomfortable. And of course, I'm like, but that makes no sense because I'm saying that like the Christians will work the Jewish holidays.
Right.
Like, I don't understand how saying Jewish people should work Christian holidays and Christians should work Jewish holidays. I don't understand how that's – I thought I was offering a solution here, and they ripped me up, and that was my second strike.
What was the first one?
Just coming in late.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, man, you're coming in late. You're anti-Semitic. I mean, what the fuck, man?
You don't like customers.
For
Christ's
sake, man. We can't have you here.
You're coming late. You're anti-Semitic. Yeah, and even I remember all the Jewish people were like, I don't understand what's wrong, but I guess somebody complained. And
all it takes is one person to
be like, but they're like, dude, that was a great idea. Like, you know what I mean? It was a fucking great idea.
That's actually the schedule they went with.
It's a great idea. That's a great idea.
It's a pretty good idea.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
You know, and I told them, I said, they get more holidays than we do. You know what I mean?
That's probably what did it.
They own all the banks. They own the banks.
Look, I'm cool with the schedule. The bank comment, it upset me a little bit. It upset me.
I mean, come on. It killed our savior. What do you think?
Bad Vegas went full.
Well, look, man, that is all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming on. This is long overdue.
You know what happened, though? I think you guys were hyping this up, and it failed.
What are you talking about?
I think that the stories weren't as great as you thought they'd be.
What, this is
today?
This is a lot fantastic, of fun. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hype them up to who?
Who do we hype
them
up to?
I get it from you.
Yeah.
But Jay's like...
That's what he usually is with most people's
stories.
I got a lot
on my mind today, man.
He's a weird fucking...
He's a tough sell, man.
I mean, I don't understand your problem, Jay.
What are you talking about?
Is your problem?
I got you in the comedy store, man.
I gave you a bottle of champagne for that.
Okay. He fucking trained you at the Cheesecake, man.
He didn't train me. I just saw him whizzing by. I think it was food running that day.
Dude, but I forgot. When did I see you perform, though? And then I was like, yo.
Well, when I started booking World Cafe, I would have you down.
That's what I
remember. And then he would come down. And then I remember, talk about Ernst like helping people out.
That was a great fucking room.
Yeah,
it was
the best, man.
It was.
All you guys. That's how I got to know everybody. Sebastian, you, Tripoli, all the comedy store dudes would come down. And then, you know, that's where I started cutting my teeth. That's where I was like getting all the stage time.
But it was when you came down with me one time to La Jolla. That one time with Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, you fucking turned a corner, man.
Oh, that was a bit.
There's still a bit that I won't touch because I think it's too similar to yours.
Which one?
Because, you know, I lost my...
The Auntie Rue bit.
No, I lost my father, my brother, right?
Yeah.
But every time a song comes on the radio, my mom's like, "Oh, your brother's."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brother, and I'm like, that's too close to Jay's.
The butterfly.
You could totally. I mean, you know who used to love that joke too? Steve Byrne used to tell me all the time. He's like, God, I wish I had that joke. That was a fun joke. My nana, but if I didn't have my nana or my mom, then I wouldn't have that joke.
Well, it happens to all of us.
Yeah, of course.
Mom looks for signs like that's your grandmother.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I won't. I won't touch it because I think it's too close.
I agree, you know? Man. That's yeah. You know,
it is. It's one of those things that like you're like, fuck, man, because my mom does it all the time.
Right. Yeah. Still.
Not that, and I, you know, I don't know if I believe in that or not.
No, I know, but
you know,
you kind of have.
It's comforting for her,
yeah,
or whoever's doing it.
I
works.
Mean, you know, there's some weird shit that happens, but on a whole, you know,
to this day, if I see a butterfly, I just kind of like look away. I'm like, oh man,
you know the fuck out of here, Nana.
What you doing here?
Please, one more time, promote everything again. Your website, your Twitter,
check
your podcast.
Out my website. It's Brett Ernst, BRETERNST. .com. You can go to my Twitter page, Facebook page, all that stuff from there. My podcast air every Friday on the Network Studios. It's a great, it's a good time. We got a co-host, this kid Pete Giovanni. Do you know Pete?
No, I know that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
With the
because
hair and
Peach's
the teeth.
Madhouse.
Yeah,
yeah, I know Pete. I saw him like 2 weeks ago that's over at the old Red Rocks.
That's how I met him. Yeah, he has a show there now.
Yep.
So that's good. And you can get my album on iTunes.
As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter and Instagram, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.